Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, Coach Cassandra. Good morning. How are you?
I am excellent. I am having a wonderful time this morning, and I'm so glad that God woke me up so that I could say hello to you and you be blessed. Yes, I'm having a great time. Good morning to you.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, good morning. Good morning, and thank you. And we thank him for another opportunity. Another chance to get it right. To do it his way. Yes, Lord, created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Yes.
Yes, yes. Thank him. I just praise God that as we acknowledge him in all our ways,
that
he will direct our path.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. He said that he would, and I believe him, you know. Somebody said once, I believe him, and that settles it.
Ain't nothing like it. Amen.
So,
amen.
So it truly settled, yes. So we're looking forward to another great day. We thank each and every person for tuning in with us again. And so early in the morning, wow. East Coast time, it's already 4 o'clock in the morning. Got to get up early. Woo!
You got to love what you do. Woman of God, you know you got to love what you do to get up this early in the morning, whether it's to pray or do a radio show, you know you got to love it. In Jesus' name, you got to be motivated.
I know, right? And you got to love it. You know, I found that it's easy when you love the people that you serve. When you love you'll do incredible things for them. You'll do things that you never thought you'd do before.
Not only that, as you are faithful, God will bless that faithfulness. So that's what I love about the Lord. As you put one foot forward, you do what you can do, oh, my God, he's going to show up. And show out. He's going to do his part as we do ours. So that's the exciting part. And, you know, this week is Small Business Week. I didn't know if you knew that or not. But today, it's Small Business Week celebration. So if you're a small business owner, we congratulate you for your staying power and just want you to know that you can do it. You can continue to do it. And if you are a dreamer, you're just dreaming about being successful, dreaming about having your own business, it can be a reality. You just look at all the people that have gone before you, and definitely it can happen for you. Oh, yes.
Yes, it can. But you got to first believe it, though, you know, Coach Cassandra. You have to believe in your mind that it's going to happen. If you believe that you receive it,
then you shall have it. You shall have whatever you believe for. If you are, if you have faith, if you have enough faith and enough risk, you know, in business, you have to have both faith and risk. Well, faith and risk go together, really, because when a entrepreneur or business owner says that they're engaging in risky activity, well, being an entrepreneur is a risk right there, because you risk, you know, a weekly paycheck or a biweekly paycheck. To be an entrepreneur, you don't know when your income is coming in. You don't know if it's coming in weekly, monthly, or what. And it changes. Some months, you may not make anything. And then there may be a month, right? I think of people who have businesses down on the shore of New Jersey. During the winter months, they basically close up because they don't make really any money. They don't make enough money to keep their doors open to pay for their heat and their other utilities. But in the summer, they make enough money in June, July, and August that can keep sustain their businesses for 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
Wow. That is amazing. I tell you, it takes faith.
Yeah.
It takes faith. But you can do it.
And yes, you can do it. You can do it. And I'm going to open up our guest today. I'll open up their phone line just to let them know. Our guest, welcome to the show. I know Cassandra is going to tell us, I believe, a little bit more about this guest, but I just wanted to let you know your phone line is open. So when you're ready to speak, you will just be able to do that. So,
yes, we'll bring on Pastor Jason. Yeah, we'll bring him on shortly. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, wait, I'm on.
Awesome. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Good morning. So glad you're here with us, and we'll bring you on in just a moment. We've got Pastor Jason Bryant. He'll be on with us for half an hour today, so we are absolutely looking forward to that. And just want to remind folks to come on our teleshow. We have a Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow once a month. It's the last Tuesday in the month, the last Tuesday in May. And what we do is we bring someone on with international stance in the community to come in and tell us how to power your possibilities. You've got a power down on the inside of you that we want to help you to understand that God has put it there for purpose, and that you will be successful. You can be successful if you understand how to tap into the possibilities of your potential to be all that God has called you to be. And I tell you, I absolutely love doing that at the end of the month. And we're going to even have a friend on about Pastor Jason's in June, who is an awesome, awesome man of purpose, man of destiny, who has climbed some of the hugest mountains in the world. Wow. I got to personally meet him, Coach LaLisa, about a week ago when Lethea Owens had her Power Pack day, where she actually had folks come on and do their presentations so they could put together some, you know, inspiring programming for people around the country. It was really exciting to be part of that and to listen to him talk about mountains that he climbed that took him 3 and 4 days to climb one mountain. Can you imagine that? Sleeping on the side of a mountain. And that's some faith, okay? That's some show of faith.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Absolutely. Did you have anything to bring up before I bring on our guest?
No, I'm just, you know, excited about, of course, excited about my new job over at the college there at Hudson.
Community College is getting sweeter as the days go on. We're into week two, and, you know, one of my responsibilities there is to train, hire, and develop adjunct professors. One of the things that I've been for many, many years, I've been an adjunct professor, so I now get this awesome opportunity to help recruit them and select them and suggest them to the different departments that will ultimately do the hiring. But it's a whirlwind. It's exciting. So I'm going to be looking forward to talking to one of the deans this morning, talking with him about a possible job there for adjunct professors. And so it's never been done before at this college, so I'm excited about that. And
wow.
Again, the possibilities are, I mean, I love job fairs. I'm always going to job fairs. I've done a few myself. I've participated in a few. So this is really, 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 really big, because this one, I suggested this one, and the college has embraced it. So now I just have to go and make sure the dean embraces it, and I will let you know more about that. And for those in the New Jersey area that would like to possibly throw your resume in the ring, you are going to hear all about it first right here on All About Entrepreneurs.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Wow, yes, you are absolutely on a power-packed adventure, and we are going to keep up with that, and so glad that you are able to share those insights with us, Coach Lalisa. And before we bring our guest on, I want to remind you that this is Small Business Week celebration all week. And I'm at Forbes.com, Forbes magazine, and they have a few inspirational quotes on there for anyone thinking about going into business or anyone in business. And this one says, by Robert Frost, two roads diverged in a wood. I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. And now I love this one. It says, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And that's by Wayne Gretzky. If you don't take a shot, you're going to miss it every time, right? You got to get out there. And here's one by Babe Ruth. He says, every strike brings me closer to the next home run. And that's the way you have to look at it. Every no is bringing you closer to a yes. So we need to get excited. Instead of looking at no as a rejection, look at no as the opportunity to get closer to your goal. And I love this statement, and I know you all have heard this before. Man's rejection is God's protection. Many times God is protecting you from something, and sometimes you don't see the benefit of it till many years down the road. You know, sometimes it may take next month, next year. But know this, if you are on the path of righteousness, striving to do all that you can that is righteous, that is pleasing to God, he's got to find a way to protect you. So if that means someone telling you no, and that no can be mean not now. That no can mean I'm busy. It can mean I'm just not interested right now. It doesn't mean it's not coming, but it may mean that this is not the season or the thing that you think you have to have. So be encouraged today, listeners. We thank you for tuning in today. And I am going to bring on our guest. I am so happy to introduce Pastor Jason Bryant. He lives right here in St. Louis, Missouri. His church is called Revive St. Louis. And I absolutely love that name, Revive St. Louis. I went to his website, and you want to check it out, RevivedStLouis.com, and he talks about the revival, ready for the experience. Are you ready for the experience? And it's just a dynamic ministry. He has Revived Women's Night with the pastor. I love that, Revived Women Night with the pastor. He does a 7th annual renewal, and that's already passed, but it looks very exciting. He has the Evangelism Neighborhood Pray and Walk event. He's got Singles with a Purpose. He has a kids ministry. And so I am so happy to introduce to you Pastor Jason Bryant. Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm excited to be on, and thank you all for having me this morning.
Yes, yes. And the other person here speaking is Coach Lalisa Williams, and she will be helping me to conduct the interview with you. So she'll be also coming in. Just wanted to let you know about that. But, yes, I got to speak with you, and I'm just excited to know you started this ministry. This was a startup ministry with 16 people. How did that come about, and how long ago did you do that?
Well, we opened our doors January 6th of last year, 2013, and the Lord really blessed. Again, leading up to it, it was pretty much a three-year thought in the making and really didn't come to fruition until probably about 2012. And so in 2010, the Lord was really just dealing with me about branching out. I was at the church that I come from, that I came out of. I had been there since I was born. I mean, it was the only church that I had known. I spent all my entire life. My parents went to that church, and when my parents left that church, I was still there. I've only known one church, and so in 2010, the Lord was just really dealing with me about branching out and moving forward. I've been preaching for a while, but you know, really in my mind, I had no idea, you know, that I was even wanting to step out and start pastoring my own church, and so it took a while. But in 2012. I took a trip, and on that trip, I can really felt God was kind of calling, and so I took a trip, went off, and spent some significant time in prayer, and God just really gave me the confirmation that I needed. And so when I got back, I spoke to my wife, and we were on the same page, and talked to our pastor, and we served at our former church for one more year before we branched out in January of 2013.
Wow, that is so exciting. I love to hear the events that lead up to someone branching out and doing something, entrepreneurial, and it's very inspiring to hear, you know, how you stepped out by faith. Wow. Now, why Revive? Why did you decide to use that as the name of your church? How did that occur?
Well, the actual name is The Revival. Is really the actual name. And, you know, our website is Revive St. Louis. It's interchangeable. A lot of people use it. So when I went on this trip, and went to Chicago. God took me. I was in the passage Ezekiel chapter number 37, which is a scriptural vision for our church also. And it was in that passage where Ezekiel is taken on this journey above mm-hmm. these valleys of bones, and he is asked, can these bones live? He sees this valley of pool of dead bones. There's no mm-hmm. life. There's no existence. And he says, only you, Lord, you know it, whether or not these bones can live. And he is commanded to prophesy to those bones. And, of course, mm-hmm. you know the story, he prophesies to those bones, and all of a sudden those bones receive life again. And so on this trip, it was as if God took me and allowed me to see St. Louis as a valley of dry bones, and that he was calling me to speak to those valley of dry bones. It was as if he was asking me the question, and because I didn't know whether I was going to start the church here in St. Louis or move to another state, but St. Louis is my home, and which is why, you know, I believe God planted me here and wanted me to stay here, because there was revival that needed to be brought to this area. And so, you know, it was as if he took me on this journey, allowed me to see St. Louis as this valley, and then spoke to me and said, prophesy to the dead bones. And as you prophesy to those who I have assigned to you, you're going to bring life into them. They're going to be restored, renewed, refreshed, and most of all, they're going to be revived.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow, that is so inspirational, my goodness. Well, praise God that you listened. Praise God that you stepped out by faith. I do have to ask you this because, you know, there are people out there that they have dreams and aspirations of doing things, but they're still very scared to death. What would you recommend to someone who is afraid to move out in what they are called to? What would you recommend them to get up off the couch or to pick up that phone or to go talk to someone? What would you recommend?
Well, I believe, you know, it's really exciting, and I'm even on today because this Sunday I'm going to I'm going to start preaching a message what the enemy meant for evil, God meant for good, and it comes from the story of Joseph. And so, to encourage people, one of the things, if we pay attention to the passages where it talks about Joseph and every step of the way that he had, everything that he had to go through, every part, every issue, every problem from his brothers, from Potiphar's wife, from the jail experience with the baker and the butler, the scripture says these key words. It says, but the Lord was with Joseph. And so I like to encourage people to know that no matter what is going on, no matter the dreams that you have, the things that you are aspiring to do, the Lord is with you. And you said it earlier in one of the quotes that you were giving. You gave the quote about Babe Ruth. And as soon as you said that, it triggered in my mind. Every step back is an opportunity for a comeback. And every time that you get a no, just know that wherever you get ready to go, the Lord is going to be with you. He will be with you on every level. And this is what I like all the time. I've been teaching this for years, is one of the things that we realized about Joseph is that God was really with him, because every place that he went and ended up, especially when he was in Potiphar's house, the Bible says that he was, not only was he blessed, but the house was blessed. And so no matter where he went, he was such, and there was such, God was with him in such a way that the place, the location where he was blessed. So even if he was in the valley, he would have been blessed because God was with him. If he's on top of the mountain, he would have been blessed because God is with him. And so those who are inspiring and have dreams, and here, think about it, Joseph had a dream. And so anybody out there who have dreams and aspirations and things that they want to do, just believe that no matter where you end up, no matter what the journey, this is a journey. That's what we talk about a lot of times at the Revival. We're on a journey. Our faith is taking us somewhere. And so we have to know that every part of the journey and every step of the way, God is with us. And that's the thing, you know, if I'm in the valley of the shadow of death, I would not fear. Why? Because God is with me. And when God is with you, all you have to do is just trust and believe. So if you get a no, just know God is still with you no matter where you're going. And you can continue to live out those dreams every step of the way.
Yes, yes, yes. And listen, before I bring Coach Lalisa back, listen, can folks join you to do this evangelism neighborhood pray and walk? Is that something you do once a week, once a month? Tell us a little bit about that and tell folks how they can get in contact with your ministry to get involved if they're looking for a church or want to come visit.
Yes. Well, just last week, we went out and we obtained a permit. We're in Hazelwood, is where the church is located, and we went out and we did we walked and found a location and put signs up, and we were right in front of a liquor store and a gas station, and we passed out, we prayed with people, passed out information and literature. We're the part of that, our ministry, evangelism ministry, is called the Revival Reach. And the idea is that we are reaching out to people, and we started a new campaign entitled Try God Again. And so this is an extension. We just want people to try God again. We don't know what's been going on, why they're not in church, what's happening. There are many people that have different reasons why they don't go to church. And so we're trying to offer an opportunity for people to try God again. And so this is something that we do. We have an evangelism event pretty much every other month. And so we've got another one coming up. And so if you can just follow us on Twitter at Revive St. Louis, or you can follow us on Facebook at The Revival. You can follow me. I'm on Twitter at Pastor J RB and Jason Bryant on Facebook. So follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and social media. We're on all the social networks. Just look up The Revival Church or visit our website at www.revivestlouis.com, and you'll be able to stay updated with the upcoming events. We're working with the city officials to do more and find out what the community needs, but also have evangelism events like this one and get the information out about the Lord Jesus Christ and about the Revival Church. So on Sundays, we have our services on Sundays and Tuesdays. On Sundays, we start at 12:30. Matter of fact, you can come at 12. We have a session called The Gathering where we feed you, so you can stay awake while I'm preaching, and you can come and get some food, because I know a lot of people be hungry, and then walk right into the experience, into our service, and our service is only an hour and a half, and we're done. We start at 12:30, we're done about 2, and then on Tuesday nights is Bible study at 7 o'clock, and so we're having our services right now at the ASA Christian Academy, which is at 8390 Laddie Road, 63042.
Look you up on the website, but what is the address?
Say it again.
The address of the church again, I'm sorry. You said
it all. I'm sorry. It's 8390 Laddie Road, L-A-T-T-Y, right off of Hanley. So 8390 Laddie Road, 63042.
Okay, 63042. And so we can catch you Sundays at 12 noon. You said if you want to come and get something to eat before services, and then services start at 12:30. That's also exciting. Now, is it true that you do some praise and worship also? You're a praise and worship singer?
Yes.
Well, did I see someone else? No, I saw a video. I said, okay, this is awesome. He loves the Lord. He showed love getting down.
No, you're right. I started a group in 2006 called the City, just called the Troops. And so we are currently a part of a record label called Trajan Records. And we just released 2 singles, and so I am not only a pastor, but I'm also a worshiper. I led worship for 13 years at my former church, and so I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter, and so we just released 2 singles called Heart's Cry and Mighty God, and there's some other music out there, and so you can get that music on any digital outlet, on iTunes or anything. Just look up Jason Bryant and the Troops, or just my name, and it'll pull up all that information. And so we actually have some engagements coming up where we'll be ministering. So that's the other part of the ministry that I do.
Awesome, awesome. So what is your next local engagement that you can tell us about? You have something in May or June?
Yes, matter of fact, we've got another. We have an engagement coming up this Sunday, I believe. It's on the 18th, and I'm pulling up that in front of me now so I can see that. And it's going to be at Greater Pentecostal Church of God, which is on West Forest, Bishop Terrence Coleman. And we're going to be ministering there at 5 o'clock on this Sunday, me and the troops. And so if you're available, you can come out. And it's an outside.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I'm going to try to come to that, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's an outside event. And so it's a good opportunity to join us there. And then I will also be speaking on Monday, the 19th, at the Rethink Revival. And so it's Pastor Michael Robinson is having a revival coming up, and it's called the Rethink Revival. And you'll probably have to go by Facebook and get some more information on that.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. You going to give us a little preview and do a little a cappella, a couple lines of something that you'd love to sing? Come on now.
Oh, God.
I know you can do it.
My singing voice early in the morning is not as strong as in the afternoon.
Well, listen. If you like me, I mean, I will sing. I love to sing. I'm a praise and worship singer. I love to pray and intercede. I mean, I'll do it 24/7. So, I mean, I know singers always say that. Well, my voice isn't quite, and I know it's maybe not what you prefer it to be, but you can do a couple lines, something.
Hey, I'm gonna try my best to not crack all over the phone and have folks laughing at us this morning.
Uh-oh, you don't want to laugh at the pastor. We promise not to laugh. Okay. Hey, maybe we'll get
Coach
Cassandra to sing.
Say it again.
Maybe we'll get Coach
Cassandra
to sing.
Yeah, come on. Why don't you got the early morning voice. Why don't you pull out the voice?
No, I'm you didn't. Here. You put the ball back in my court. Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to do a checkmate right here, okay? Coach Larissa, you take it away. Take it away, Coach Larissa. I think we've got 15 more minutes. I'm going to let you go ahead with the man of God. And she's got a few questions for you also.
Well, I totally enjoyed, you know, listening to your story, your journey, and, you know, this great church and the revival that you're doing there in St. Louis, the walk out in the community, you know, and when I think about, you know, a lot of people that are in our communities that may not be attending a regular basis, and they really, some people are actually looking for a place that they can call their, you know, church home, church family. And a lot of times people are, you know, sitting back waiting for the people to come to them. So I'm glad to hear that you all are actually going out to invite the people in. So, you know, kudos to you for that. God bless you. I know that, I'm sure that feels good to people to know that you care enough that you will come, you know, to them and show yourself first to be friendly. Because a lot of times, you know, some of these churches, you don't know what you might get when you walk inside. You don't know if the people are going to be snobbish. You don't know if it's going to be like a club or a sorority or a fraternity. So, you know, sometimes it's just not that inviting. So I'm so happy to hear, Pastor Jason, that you are going out to let the people know who you really are. Because I also heard you talk about inviting people back to God. And, you know, and I know when we were doing some street ministry, we found that the people hadn't left God. They just left the church.
Yeah.
Come on now.
And they didn't leave the building. They left all the most silly attitudes in the church.
Yeah.
People find a lot of preaching again. I see a lot of preachers and pastors letting that foolishness run wild in their church. when they ought to be preaching against that, but I know they can't sometimes because some of those people are the biggest tithers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you run them off, how are you going to pay your rent? I don't know. But, I mean, of course, you know, I'm just being a show host at this point. But but I do know that if some of that stuff is could be comical, so comedians, I just gave y'all a lot of content, but some of that stuff is reality that people, just like business, you let your employees run off the new employees, and then you're stuck with the junk, and you can't grow. But it seems like you have a different handle on it, so I'm excited about what's happening in your ministry, Pastor.
Yeah, you know, you said something that's very profound that I have actually been teaching my church. We just finished a series this past Sunday called A Dynamic Church. And the question is, what is a dynamic church? A dynamic church is what we believe to be that is people-focused, gospel-focused, and Jesus-centered. Why?
Right.
Because people matter to God. And what we found is exactly what you said. People out there that are not going to church, they want our God, but they don't want our church. And it's because when they do come to our church or come into our environment, they are abused. There's a lot of things going on that are causing them confusion. There is no teaching or discipleship to where these people are just like, you know what, if we're going to act like gangbangers in the church, I'd rather not go. And, you know, if I'm going to experience a mean usher or, you know, one of my pet peeves is I do not like a mean Christian. I have an issue with the mean Christian. Jesus, that's not Jesus. You can't be mean and be a Christian. It doesn't go together. And so I have issues in that area, and we found that's why we have to go out and ask people, you know, hey, give us one more try. You know, there's a church that you can come to, and you know, we're going to have church, but give us one more try because we are striving to become that dynamic church.
Right. Like a family. We're supposed to be family members can, yeah, you may go a little bit without speaking for a while. Somebody said something to the other, but we ought to be able to come to the table and be ourselves and apologize or be able to speak. And you know one thing, Pastor, I don't know if you're able to get rid of this in your church. My mother was good at it. She had 7 children. I know all parents are not good at it because I've seen it, and I've seen it in the church, and we know the church is also a family, so there's a lot of characteristics that are similar, is the favoritism. I think that's one of the big things that can make a church, quote unquote, not dynamic. When it's overt, it's one thing if it's covert and you really can't tell. Like I'm sure my mother had her favorite, because I know I probably wasn't one of the favorites because I was a hot mess. But she didn't really show it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, my mom was dead and gone by the time I realized. Wow, you know what? I really wasn't the favorite. You know what I'm saying? Because she was good enough that she was able to not really show that kind of thing, because she did the same for everybody. I think that's how you show it. If you do the same for everybody, you know what I'm saying? You buy everybody a new car. You buy everybody, you put everybody through college. You get everybody a Christmas gift. But these favoritism things, I don't know how you feel about that, so I'll just toss that out there.
No, yes, I think the pastor must be how Jesus was and how God explains to us how he is. He is no respecter of persons. And so whether that person is your family member or a best friend or whatever, you have to serve. They have to understand that you are their pastor. And you have to serve them that way and such. And so you can't show them so much favor, but then you've got a person over here who you don't show any favor to, or you don't show any grace to at all, because this person is so close to you. That means nothing. You have to treat everybody the same and give everybody the opportunity. Now, you know, it's, sometimes it's hard because, you know, you have one person, but then you've got all of these people. And so it's a two-way thing. The people also have to understand that you are just one person. And so, you know, I have people who come to me after service and they meet me at the door. And I remember when we first started, I had a few people get upset because they felt that I couldn't spend as much time with them as I would somebody else who would. And the idea was is after service, somebody would come to the door and they'd start talking to me. And so I give them my undivided attention. It doesn't matter because they're standing there, and obviously they have something to say, so I need to be completely focus on them. And so there has to be an understanding both ways, that the pastor is just one person, but also the pastor must understand that he or she cannot show favoritism to people, and they have to be no respect of person. Everybody has to receive grace. Everybody has to receive love, and everybody has to be treated the same.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that you are really, you know, doing this great work and reviving the people through the, because, you know, again, people, I've met people, I'm over here in New Jersey, I've spent the past 27 years here in New Jersey, your area. I'm from Ohio, though, originally Cincinnati, Ohio, where I was born and raised, and then at the age of three, I went off into the military, so I've kind of been away from the Cincinnati in terms of living in Ohio for many, many, many years. But I know that when I think of people, I meet people, and I've been working around the community college for a number of years, so I'm always meeting people in the community that have a lot of needs. And and most of the time I've spent in the inner city with the college work that I've done, so I've met people with a lot of needs, and I've seen people not be able to go to their respective houses of worship, church or whatsoever, for some of the needs, whether it be financial needs, spiritual needs, emotional needs, you know. And sometimes it's kind of sad, you know, because for some people that's the only family they have. You know, some people, maybe the parents, you know, left them when they were kids, or for whatever reason they can't. Home, parents aren't there. They don't really have siblings. I was blessed to have six or seven brothers and sisters. Growing up, it was horrible because we always felt like we had to share everything. But now that we're all adults doing well, it's a blessing, because if one don't have it, you just turn to one of the others. And so, but I know some people don't have that, and it was, you know, I just feel bad for them. And it seems like our churches have a great opportunity to fill in that gap for people. So I just, you know, toss that out there to you. What are your, if you have time, I know you have to go and things like that.
No, I got time. Okay. I think exactly what you're saying is important for every church and every minister to understand as you are building the church and you're moving forward. You're right on it. People are looking for family, and I think the church should be the family. It is right that there are many people who never have the opportunity. One of the things when you come to the revival, you're going to experience right at the door. Matter of fact, as soon as you pull up on the parking lot, somebody is going to be out there waving and greeting you. When you get to the door, when you get into the door, one of the things you're going to experience is something we like to call our hug ministry. And our leader over our first touch ministry, we in old school they called them ushers, and we call them, it's our first touch ministry, because those are the first people that you see. So when you see them, you're going to receive a hug. And I have come to understand that when a person comes in off of the street, you don't know what they've been through throughout the week. You don't know what happened just that Sunday morning. But to come in and somebody receive, they get a hug, they get in the truth, because some may not have had a hug all week, or may not have had a hug all month. how they come in and they receive a hug, it changes them. Let me give you this quick story. There was one time I decided I was going to stand at the door as the people mm-hmm. were coming in for service one Sunday just to kind of analyze the hug ministry. And I saw this young lady came in, and I could really discern that she had a lot on her mind as she was walking towards the door. There was a lot of stuff going on, and that she missed her mother. And so when she came in, my first touch leader immediately grabbed her and began to hug her. And as she began to hug her, the young lady, the tears just began to flow from her eyes. It was as if something was breaking. It was as if she was like, I've been waiting on this. And come to find out, her mother doesn't live here. So she was in need of that motherly touch, that motherly hug. And it completely changed her countenance. And she realized, I'm in the right place. That's what people are looking for. They want to come to a church where the people, there is love, there is discipleship, there is an experience for them. When they come into the revival, we want to put them into our world so they don't think about anything that went on, anything that happened before they got there. They are now in this group where people are loving them, they're caring for them, and they are concerned about them.
Awesome. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. And so that's good, you know. People are going to definitely respond to, I think people are going to respond to that very, you know, lovingly and very openly. You know, we have a church here, and I've seen this church grow so much. One of the things they have on the front of their church, like in a very big, gigantic sign that mm-hmm. sits like really top of the church, it says simply, sinners, welcome. I know, right? And I don't know if you've ever probably heard, I don't know if you ever heard, he's been on the Word Network a few times, different, and probably TV and interview, but this guy, I'm telling you, these people, they flock into this church. And I remember when he started, but I always knew that that was a draw. Sinners, welcome. Because, you know, about how many times have, I don't know if you've heard this, I've heard it a number of times from people. Oh, I can't come to church until I'm, until I get it right or until I'm ready to keep up. To always hear people say that, you know, and it's like, no, you got to come to get fixed up. You don't have to.
Right. I've heard that too. I hear that all the time. Years ago, I asked somebody, I said, you know, when are you going to start coming to church? And they were like, you know, when I get older. And I'm like, no. I'm saying, you know, or I run into people and say, you know, why don't you come and visit us? And they're like, no, I got to get myself together. No, that's what church is for. That's what grace is. You come as you are, and God will give you change.
Yes, that is so good. And he does Ron, Pastor Ron Christian, that's his name. Just so happens his last name is Christian. And then, of course, well, the name of his church is Christian Love. But it's a nice little story, but I always love that sign. It said, sinners, welcome. And I'm telling you, this man, and I believe he probably did a lot of that with working with the community, because his church is in a rough community, so to speak, and a lot of murders, you know, a lot of gang banging, a lot of murders. And some of these individuals, you know, Mom and them were you know, going to church and what have you, but maybe the child wasn't, but the parents may still have wanted to have a church funeral. So a lot of times, though, you know, where are they going to go? So he began to open his doors, and he almost got known as having these, and I believe that was one of the reasons they had him on TV interviewing him, as he talked about it.
So all of these, and so for some of these people who had these gang-banging children, they were so happy that they could have their child's funeral in the church, which was their heart desire. And who knows, could have been their child too, because some of these kids were brought up in the church, let's face it. And he draw the biggest crowd just from these funerals. Mm-hmm. And then the people began to be so endearing to him, and they would just flock to his churches on Shaiyu Street. It's such a wonderful thing to watch. But we know anytime we go against, you know, what the world thinks, and sometimes Christians act like the world, worse than the worldly people. But,
oh, yeah.
And, right? It's like turning our, but, you know, so every ministry has its place, I think, you know. And so it sounds like you're doing a great job there. And I know we also have another co-host for the show, Mr. Fred Wilkes. And Fred's line is open. Fred probably has a comment or a question as well for you if you have another minute or two. Good morning, Coach Fred. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. And welcome to everyone to the show this morning. Good morning to Pastor Jason Bryan.
Morning.
Revive St. Louis. The revival. We certainly need revival.
Yes,
I do have. I have a whole lot. I'm trying to cram some stuff in here real quick. And I was taking notes as you were speaking. You're talking about restoring dry bones. Definitely, we need to do that because we are the select. You know, we have to remember that we are the select of God. And in the church, you know, sometimes our position doesn't matter.
We have to remember that even in as we go into the business workplace and we become entrepreneurs, we want to be at the top. But we have to remember that it's God that selects us, you know, as he does when we come into the church. And he places us where he needs us to be for his glory. And so as we move through and do what we do, we just have to take that into account. And remember, as you said, that every step of the way God is with us.
Yes.
You also need to remember, I believe, that what we take into a situation, a place, or an environment, we take God with us. Wherever we go, whatever the situation, the environment, the job, and we're supposed to bring something there. We may be bringing peace, joy, restoration, but there's something we bring into that environment that brings about a change.
Yes.
So
that's right.
Be mindful of that. I wanted to ask you about... Wow, so much here.
Right before you do that, let me just acknowledge area code 404. You are live on the air, too, because just in case I can't get back to area code 404, if you tell us your name, I believe that is Mr. David Knight, but I just want to make sure.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, wonderful coaches. Good morning, Pastor Jason.
Good morning. I just want to real
briefly say that I'm very encouraged. I'm excited about your revival, and I'm also excited that you decided to take on the challenge of Mark 16:15 and Matthew 28. And that's the charge to go into all the world. You know, don't sit and wait for the people to come, but you're actually going out to the people. So I'm excited about it, and I'm very, very encouraged. You also mentioned that you're on all the social medias. I want to encourage you to also take a look at and join the Christian Social Network. That is the social media revival. Take a look at it, and I would love to have you and your congregation join us on the Christian Social Network. Thank you very much, Coach. This is an awesome, awesome morning show for spiritual growth and for entrepreneurs' growth.
Thank you so much. Yes, David Knight, the CEO and founder of the Christian Social Network. It is the social network of today's social media. So definitely we want to make sure that everyone that is, you know, that we come into contact with knows about Christian Social Network. You can just Google it or you can go to the website, www.mycsn.org, and open up your page. You can do a chat. You can promote. There's so much you can do there. You can start a poll. But we want to support the people and the things of God, entrepreneurs, and that's a whole nother topic. We'd have to bring Pastor Jason back for another show to talk about that, but just want you to definitely promote that, because we know that God is up to something really, really big with all of these entrepreneurs, economic development, community revival, church revival, focusing on him, and so much more. So back to you, Coach Fred.
Oh, thank you. And good morning, with David Knight. Glad to hear you on the line. One more question for Pastor Jason.
Mm-hmm.
What's important, tell our entrepreneurs and our listeners, what's important about praise as we build kingdom in business?
Did you say praise or prayer?
Praise.
Okay.
P-R-A-I-S-E, praise.
Okay.
Not praise.
So what is important about praise as you build your entrepreneurship? Is that right?
Yes, as we build entrepreneurship,
okay.
And we're doing kingdom business for the Lord. So as we build a kingdom and as we're building entrepreneurship.
Well, I think praise, especially because I am a pastor from a church view, praise to the Almighty God, to our God, I think is important. And I'm going to give you two aspects of it. So to also help those in business. But first, I think God has to always be acknowledged in everything that we do. One of the things we teach is that our praise and our worship should always be vertical. It should never be horizontal. Everything that you have, everything that you have obtained comes from the Lord Jesus. And he is the one who is deserving of that praise. Our churches should be, the worship and praise should be vertical. It should never be horizontal. It should never be given to another person. And when I believe as you are praising and you are acknowledging God, he is continuing to bless you, and so we should praise him every step of the way. Now, from a number two, from a entrepreneurship in a business, not only does praise go to God, but I think also as you are dealing with people and as you are working toward, you're working towards people who are helping you and supporting you in what you're doing, it's always good to acknowledge them and give them some type of encouragement and praise, not in the same line of praise as you would give to God, but to praise and to encourage and to you know, push them along and as they are helping you in your business. And so I think praise is important, but most of all, we have to give the praise that is due to our God, because he is the only one alone who is worthy to be magnified, glorified, and praised, because everything that we have, everything, the church, everything, the business, everything revolves around him. He is at the center of it all, and therefore, we should give him praise as such.
Thank you.
Oh,
so
amazing.
Much. That's
awesome.
Are you finished?
Yes,
back to you, Coach. Lisa.
Woo, well, that's awesome. I believe that is, that sounds good to me. Praise is due our God and encouraging. I just love the fact of encouraging the many members and the people who are that, you know, body of Christ here on earth to be a part of it. You know, people want to feel like they belong to something. And
mm-hmm.
There's so many superficial. We know that's why so many of our young people join gangs, because the gangs do a good job of making them feel important. Unfortunately, it's for all the wrong reasons. So how much more, though, should our houses of worship have the power and authority given to us by God to make people feel important in terms of knowing that they have a purpose? you know, where the gangs give people a purpose to go out and hurt someone or do something that's unlawful. We have a right to have people feel purposeful, whether it's in dance ministry or song ministry or ushering or first touch or cooking ministry. I mean, you know, the possibilities are so endless. And I just really believe that that word revival that, you know, you all have taken on as the name of your church, I just really believe that it's going to revive many, many, many more people. And it should revive leaders. Leaders in these various houses of worship should also be revived to reach new people for Christ. And I'm just excited about the fact that, you know, you were on our show to bless our show, and we would ask that if you would pray for, if you don't mind, Pastor, praying for this ministry, this marketplace ministry radio show all about entrepreneurs and the people that listen, if you don't mind doing that as we close out the show today. And we thank you and thank everyone for tuning in. God bless you.
Wonderful. It was exciting. I thank you all for having me, and I appreciate it. And all of the questions were wonderful. We had a very good conversation. And so I thank you, and I know the revival thanks you for having me on this morning. And definitely, if you all would ever love me to come back, I will definitely come back. And so I thank you all for the opportunity. Amen. Well, let's pray. Let's pray. Father, we give you honor and glory for who you are. We thank you, Lord. We acknowledge who you are on this day. Why? Because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, God. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for this morning empowerment team. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for all of the coaches, oh God, and blessing them with this radio show to empower, to encourage, to lift up, to help those out there who have dreams and visions and things that you have implanted into them. We pray that this show will continue to awaken those dreams and visions that are in your people, and it will give them insight, it will give them direction, leadership, and guidance that they need. So, Father, we put a special blessing over this radio show. We pray that it will continue to reach the masses, that it will touch people's lives, and it will help them and awaken the instinct that's on the inside of them. So, Father, we thank you. And we give you honor and glory for what you're going to do. Touch somebody's heart today. Change their lives today. Encourage them and lift them up. We give you honor and glory for it now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
My God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Powerful.
Yes.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
Thank
you.
Oh, yes. Somebody is going to be touched and changed by that prayer and the words that you have spoken here on today. I tell you, this has just really been a great morning, God. I just feel like, you know, God is just really just blessing this ministry. And he said where two or three are gathered in his name, that he would be in the midst. And so we just thank you for coming on and not counting it robbery to come on a radio broadcast and tell us what God is doing in your ministry, in your life. And we thank God for the scripture and Ezekiel and those dry bones and how he had to prophesy. Oh, anyway, I'm just so full right now and thankful. God bless you, Coach Cassandra. And
yes. Yes.
David.
Thank
and God. What an honor. What an honor to, you know, be in ministry this way, you know. I just thank him. Thank
yes.
God for you all.
Yes.
As you go through
great.
Your day, and I love the way the man of God, you know, started out talking about God being with you. So just
yes.
know as you go through the day to day, no matter what comes, no matter what goes, God is with you. And as Coach Cassandra has said, you know, and every no is God's opportunity to show you a yes somewhere. So,
yeah.
You know, Don't take no as a no, and he's working it out together for your good. And as Coach, as David goes about, and I know, David, I know you're coming up this way to New Jersey. I haven't forgot about you. Got to get the information. And those that are listening, this Saturday I will be speaking at a women's conference in Paterson, New Jersey. So I'm very excited about that. And God's Confident Women, that's in the conference. And we are glad that the Christian Social Network will be introduced to that group of people. And they're, oh, my God, that's going to be awesome. I'm so excited about that. And, oh, there's amazing things, God. We are thankful to God.
Wonderful. It is absolutely marvelous what God is doing. What does it say? Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. My goodness. And see, I'm about to shout up to here. I'm feeling
neither
that thing. My goodness.
It's the heart of man. God will do. Yes. Person hasn't even thought about it yet. Hasn't even come to them yet.
No. And it's the exceedingly abundantly more blessing, exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask us. You ain't even thought about the good things God is about to bring your way. You hear me? God is going to show up and show out because that's who he is and that's what he does. And I like that. Amen? Come on now. I'm ready to preach myself. I'm going to preach myself happy, all right?
Yes, if you just have an expectation, because God is going to exceed, he's going to exceed what you can expect. Don't have an expectation. Have the highest expectation because he's all powerful. He can do anything.
Yeah.
Everything is possible.
Hey.
Nothing.
Come on now.
So don't even think impossible. Think, you know, like Coach Cassandra says, I am possible. It is possible. With man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible if you believe.
And you know what I tell people? If someone tells you, oh, you can't do that, that's not possible, they're speaking out of their limitations. Don't let their limits keep you back. Don't let them hold you back because they feel limited. We serve an unlimited God who is infinite, almighty, all-powerful. Now, I'm telling you, I'm coming down your street because God can and he will. The thing is, will you let him? A lot of folks are not letting God because their mindset has closed the door to the opportunity. I'm telling you, the door is open. Will you walk through it? That's it, right there. Will you walk through it? Will you believe God? Will you get up from that place and believe there is more? Oh, my God. I'm telling you, that's shout music right there. That's a shout word right there. Y'all done heard. That's your word for today. Get up and move out and believe God. I charge you. Like Timothy, Paul gave the charge to Timothy. I charge you before God. Hallelujah. Before man. Hallelujah. Preach the gospel in season, out of season. Get up, get going, and move out because there's something you can do. Amen? Y'all getting
you
me
never know.
Now.
You never know what you can do. You never
Come
know what you
now.
Can do because I didn't even think, I thought, you know what, I'm not going to be able to do this radio show. I got to be on the road. I got to be at work. And look at God. I'm able
look
to do
God.
It. You see? We have to take the leap up because God has already gone before us and paved the way. Because there was a time where I could not get the studio on my smartphone, but somehow Blog Talk Radio has either upgraded their system over the past several months or so that you can now download the system right onto your smartphone. So when we are thinking no, God has already worked out a yes. So we just have to, it takes a retraining. It takes a retraining. Listen, I too sometimes get trapped in that no, that can't happen. But again, that's when I'm thinking in my own limitations. But if we ever put on the mind of Christ
Come on
and begin
now.
To think in God's unlimited, infinite power, we will be able to say yes to so many more things. And that's what we have to sometimes relearn how to do. And it's each individual. It's person by person. You know, we got to think about it. And so we just want to be an encouragement to you. That's why we're here this morning, to encourage you. And we want to encourage other people, whether you're entrepreneurs, college students, parents, business owners, employees,
right,
staff.
Dropouts. You can be a dropout. Staff. We want to encourage you. Everybody. Everybody's on this train. We're not leaving out nobody. Get on board.
That's right. I dropped out. I dropped out of high school. But I like to tell people, I dropped out, but I dropped back in. Do you know?
All right.
You could drop out. Do you know you could drop back in? Do you know you could fail? You know you could fail at something. Do you know you can get back up? And because
well,
really,
and
what
that's
you have
the scripture tells us, get back up, get back in line. Don't stay and waddle. The Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow. You're walking through. Don't take no pit stops. Keep moving. Keep it moving.
And here's the thing. Now you have an experience. When I dropped out of high school, when I went back to college initially, I was so afraid that I was going to end up in the same place as I had done before, right? But then I said, oh, no, I'll just do all the opposite of what I did when I dropped out. So we learn to use our experiences to help propel us. It's like in a marriage. If you were in a failed marriage, don't be afraid to get married again. Just on the next time, just do the opposite of what,
hey.
What you did time. Same thing with a business.
Come on now.
You fail this one time. If you get an opportunity to have another business, just do the opposite of what caused the failure.
Oh, no.
And
yes,
more than
that's it. That's good. That's
people
good.
Don't realize that. Sure, it's an experience, but what do we learn from it? Okay, same thing on a job. You get fired from a job, don't go around thinking that you're the worst person in the world. The next time you get a job, just think back. Just do the opposite of what you did to get fired on the first one. And more than likely, you'll succeed at the next one.
Yeah. And sometimes when you get fired, it may not even be you. That may not even be the place. We always look at it, oh, it must have been me, and it could have been. But it might not have been. You know, sometimes these things happen because God's giving you a testimony for that test. Sometimes it's just a test. Keep it moving, folks. Don't get all upset, been out for years, they fired me, he dropped me, he went to be with another woman. Okay, get over it. You know, life moves on. Don't stay stuck in those situations. Because the enemy, that's what he wants us to get all bogged down in unforgiveness. He done me wrong. She done me wrong. Okay, they did it wrong. Move on. Say, God, it hurt. I give it to you, but you got much more for me. God gave you a favor. When those folks rejected you, man's rejection is God's direction. God got another path for you. You ain't even seen it yet. So keep it moving, folks. Keep it moving in Jesus' name.
I like that comment. Because we're going to keep it moving right here, right now. And we're going to keep it moving on the show. Because I think I did. I think somehow, I don't know, I lost the control panel for the studio. So we are going to.
We turned in the controls over to God, so that's good. That's a real good place for us to stop and let him continue. That's good, Coach.
That's right.
God wants to take control.
Right.
Wow.
And he will take control. Yes, he will. He knows how to take. Sometimes we don't know how to take control, but God knows just how and when to take control. And we, with power. And so, Coach Cassandra, why don't you, because you do this almost better than anybody I know, why don't you tell people that special, you know,
well, thank you. I want to tell you, David Knight, I talked to him yesterday. I think he does it even better than I do, but I'm going to go ahead and go with what I got. We want you folks everyone listening and tune in tomorrow and tell someone else to listen. You have a super califragilistic expialidocious day, baby! Woo! Now go for it. Be blessed.
You can say it like nobody else. Listen, woman of God, you know you got that thing down pat. All right.
Oh,
studio. We thank everybody for listening. Thank you for continuing to support Liberty Social Network. Thank you for continuing to hashtag power your possibilities. Thank you. And as soon as you see the flyer for the power up your telescope, you can submit that. Oh my God. Continue to let everybody know. Video show is making
ain't no stopping us now.
Ain't no stopping us now.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.